Former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer is making a determined run for Kansas governor as one of three leading Democratic candidates in the field. And what a field it is. The Associated Press just reported that with a field of 15 candidates, the number of contenders is the second highest in state history. The record, 16, set in 1964. Brewer is emphasizing restoring education funding and providing health care access as he makes his way across the state. Carl Brewer is a former member of the Kansas National Guard, and he worked for Boeing, Spirit AeroSystems, and Cessna as a manufacturing engineer and manager. He was the mayor of Wichita from 2007 to 2015. The primary election is in August. Carl Brewer joins us now from Wichita. And Carl, nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Our pleasure, Carl. And as I just mentioned, this is the second largest gubernatorial field in state history. How hard is it to break through in a field this large and get the attention you need to win a primary race?
Well, certainly I recognize that, it's just about getting out there, visiting individuals, visiting communities, talking to individuals, and getting them an opportunity to be able to meet you. And I think that's one of the great advantages that we actually have in today's social media, which was basically what they did many years ago. But in today's environment with social media, they don't necessarily have to do that. And you see a lot of them, they're planning on doing advertisement and things of that nature, and that's how they plan on getting their message. But I'm a firm believer, because I was a former mayor, that people like to get an opportunity to meet the person that's running for office, that's going to be representing them. So you're not sending a message just one way. There's an opportunity for them to question you and ask you information. So it's been going really great. I've traveled over this entire state, and I've back and forth in western Kansas, northeastern Kansas, northeast, south, and west. And I tell you, it's just been really exciting.
You were a mayor. How good a stepping stone to the state's top job is being mayor of Wichita?
Well, certainly, you have to figure out some of the legislation, how the legislation works. But I was with I was president of the Kansas League of Municipalities, which represented all the cities in the state of Kansas. And so I had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with the state legislators and understanding how their process actually works. But I think the one advantage that I actually have is from being the mayor is that I know when bad decisions affect communities that as mayor, you find out immediately. I mean, you have to address the issue with Mr. and Mrs. Jones or with children that are in schools on bad decisions that have actually been made. But not only that, here in Wichita, I've been an individual that's been able to work with individuals that were Republican, Independent, Democrat, work with all of these individuals and bringing everyone to the table.
Right.
So I think it's been very beneficial.
Carl Brewer is my guest. You want to be the next governor of Kansas, Carl. Why?
Well, certainly I've seen some of the things that have actually happened here in the state of Kansas. I've had to represent other cities, had to represent Wichita, and there's just been bad legislative policy that have went on that have affected individuals, whether it be health care, whether it be homelessness, whether it be senior citizens, cutting funding for education. And the underserved, those that don't have a voice, will not have a voice. And in fact, there have been pushes to be able to create more of an environment like that. And so my thing is I want to give individuals an opportunity to have a voice and have inclusion and everyone have an opportunity to be at the table. And when we start talking about economic development and growing our communities, growing businesses in our community, we must teach everyone how to do that. And then secondly, help them as opposed to dictating to them how communities will grow. I've seen legislation that has been passed where in communities and cities, they have to maintain bridges, they have to maintain roads, and they have to maintain education. But then the state, they put policies in place that tie their hands. So how do you expect them to be successful if you're going to tie their hands and they have to come to you to get permission to be able to function? And our state legislators, they're only there for 90 days out of the year during legislative session is what it's supposed to be, unless they have an extended one. And, these things affect individuals' lives and our families and our communities and senior citizens and our children each and every day. Even when a bad decision is made, it still affects our families and our communities each and every day. And when those types of things happen, they must be fixed immediately.
Right.
Not Carol, putting them off until another legislative session.
Carol, during the two terms you were mayor of Wichita, what would you cite as your single, and I underline the word single, your single proudest achievement?
I would say my single proudest achievement was to be able to get individuals to put aside their differences and come to the table and identify what was in the best interest of all citizens, everyone in the community, whether it was corporate America or whether it was Mr. and Mrs. Jones that were senior citizens that retired, or whether it was high school kids or elementary school kids, and making sure that their issues and their concerns were our top priorities, and those are the issues that we worked on. And we were successful at being able to do that. During the worst recession in the history of this country, we were successful.
You would be the state's first African-American governor if you are elected in November. How significant is race in this campaign?
Well, you know, I look at it as Kansans want a person that's certainly qualified and capable of being able to do it. But in some communities that have been denied an opportunity to have a voice or been denied various different things or feel that they have been left behind, it's important to them to be able to have someone that certainly looked very similar to them, because certainly it'd be difficult for someone to say, well, I don't understand, because I clearly understand. You know, I come from very humble beginnings, and so I understand the challenges that they actually have, and I understand about not having an opportunity to have a voice. And so they recognize that this person's going to be able to provide that for them.
How far did Governor Sam Brownback set back Kansas during his 7 years as governor, Carl?
Well, I would have to tell you that it was from day one when he made the horrible tax decisions that he made and implementing those. Because when you start looking at the state of Kansas, you know, we're focused on the foundation of manufacturing, agriculture, and property taxes. And when we all know that just basic principles, you have to have a certain amount of revenue coming in. And when you decide that you're going to give individuals the opportunity to not pay the revenue, then that means it has to come from someplace. And if you don't come up with a strategy and a plan before you implement that, there are going to be shortages. And so he never did that. So he set us back approximately 7 years. It was a tax structure, and then there were other bad decisions. You know, when we start talking about health care, he turned back approximately $2.7 billion. Not that it made any sense.
To expand Medicaid, you're talking about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been used to help senior citizens. It could have been used to help children. But he sent it back because he didn't believe in it. And so it was sent to other states throughout the United States. And so we have a lot of people here that need health care. We have a lot of people that have a lot of needs, and that could have been very helpful to us.
You know, one of the biggest issues right now facing the state is school funding, as you well know. The Kansas Supreme Court is reviewing what the legislature did this session when lawmakers approved a $525 million increase in school spending over 5 years. Do you believe that was enough money? Should the court be satisfied with that, Carl?
I have continuously went across this entire state, and I don't, you know, rural Kansas, urban Kansas, and education funding has been a real issue to them. And so, you know, there was an independent group that came out, and they said that we should pay like $1.7 to $2 billion is what we should be paying. And of course, our state legislators were appalled at that and didn't think it was correct. But in actuality, if you start looking at when they started cutting education funding, that is what we actually owe. We owe that just to even come close to breaking even. But then must come up with a strategy and a plan on where we're going to be for the next 5 to 10 years, because the cost of living isn't going down. It's continuously increasing. So what's the strategy to plan and projected numbers there? And we need to have a plan on how we're going to come up with that.
So do you advocate a $2 billion increase in school spending then?
Certainly I do. And we need to tell public and citizens exactly where we're going to come up with that particular dollar figure, because they're wanting to spend that $500 million, expand it and extend it over a 3-year time frame.
Well, where do you come up with $2 billion then?
Well, certainly we're going to have to come up with a different tax structure than we actually have today and identify what it is we actually need and then come up with a different tax structure. We have to diversify our economy and start bringing in other things and selling the goods that we actually have, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's agriculture. We certainly need to diversify. Start looking at clean energy, new technology. those are the types of things that give us additional revenue to be able to support paying for funding.
But certainly tax increases would be on the table in a Carl Brewer administration then.
Well, you certainly have to look at it, but you know, it would be the last resource of you being able to do that. When we start, we've had individuals come in that were independent that start looking at us during the recession, what we actually needed. And they identified that when businesses start talking about expanding or where their future growth is going to be, they look at, do they have a skilled workforce, educated workforce? What are the schools like? What's crime like? What are the communities like? Well, education should be as equally important as water in our communities. But in Kansas, it's not. Hmm. It has been put on the back burner, and well, we'll get around to it. And that's not fair to the children here in the state of Kansas, because we're sending them out to go and compete with the rest of the world.
Hmm.
It's no longer that they're competing with the states to the northeast, south, and west of it. They're competing with the rest of the world at those opportunities to have those good jobs, those good quality of lives. And if we create where we have a good educational system here in the state of Kansas, businesses and those new opportunities to come here. I firmly believe that we need to take a serious look at what Colorado and some of the other states are doing when we start looking at the legalization of marijuana. And
you've advocated that before, I believe. Is that right?
Beg your pardon?
You've advocated for that.
Yes, I have. If you start looking at what they're actually doing, that's additional revenue in the hundreds of millions of dollars that we can actually use for education and we can use for health care.
How about sports gambling, Carl?
I think we need to take a serious look at it, but I don't believe that it's healthy for us to be able to allow them to gamble on, or here in the state of Kansas, to gamble on high school games and things of that nature, because, as you know, individuals want to push the envelope, you know, and so certainly there's some opportunities where individuals can get involved in it, and then we can skew the votes and skew the numbers and things of that nature as far as, you know, athletes playing. But I don't see where there's a real problem as far as individuals out there gambling.
You know, as you look at the curriculum that Kansas students go through in grades K through 12, how satisfied are you with what kids are learning these days, or does the curriculum need to be examined and perhaps overhauled?
Well, the curriculum certainly needs to be examined, and we certainly need to overhaul it. I think we have some teachers that are doing fabulous jobs that are actually there, but there's some real demands on them. You know, you're talking about a guy, you know, I have 13 grandchildren, and 10 of them go to school here in Wichita, and they're in public schools. And so I understand, and I'm continuously talking to them about what's going on in school. Do you know these types of things? And I'm amazed at some of the things that they don't know. So we certainly need to do some things and overhaul that. And I've met children in other countries that do very well. And I recognize that the children here in Wichita and those that are in Kansas would have a difficult time competing with them, because in some of these other countries, education is a top priority. And they don't hesitate in investing in it.
If our listeners want to join our conversation, we have Carl just for a few more minutes. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. Carl Brewer, a former mayor of Wichita, is on the phone with us today. He's a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Kansas governor. I think you've already alluded to this, Carl. When it comes to Medicaid expansion, you are all for it. Do I have that right?
I am all for it. And, you know, I see where there's individuals inside our communities that, you know, that need that type of help, and so we need to provide them with that. And they've done well for our community, for our state of Kansas. They worked extremely hard for them, but sometimes things happen, and so we need to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to have health care. That's just the right thing to do as a leader.
You know, Governor Collier, the new governor who succeeded Governor Brownback, has been pushing for a requirement that welfare recipients in Kansas work to receive those benefits. If they're going to get the benefits, they have to work to do it. Is that a good idea in your view?
Well, I see nothing wrong with it, but the question is how are they going to work to get it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the strategy and what is the plan to be able to have individuals to work to do it? And if they're going to say, well, if you can't work, then you're not going to get it. Not everyone can work. There are individuals with mental disabilities. There are individuals with physical disabilities. I mean, you have to use common sense when you put those types of things in place.
Some parents and have child care to worry about. Some parents have jobs that may not give them enough hours to reach their requirement. There's lots of problems there, I think. Yeah,
exactly. And so sometimes the individuals, I'll just say it like it is. They dream up these ideas, and they haven't given it a lot of thought. And if this was a great plan, and it was a great thought, then when he was the lieutenant governor, why didn't he speak up and say that then?
You know, the caring of
we've had 7 years that we could have analyzed it, we could have figured it out, and we could have done something of this nature. So.
The carrying of concealed guns is allowed on college campuses in Kansas these days. Should they be?
No. We don't allow them in our schools, and we certainly should not allow them. And so certainly it doesn't need to be on college campuses. We send our children there to get an education. We have professors that are there to educate individuals. So that's what we want to put that focus on, and not carrying weapons on college campuses, because all of us know, and I have seen as mayor, how weapons have managed to get away from the person that had it or was responsible for it. We've even had at the state legislation where individuals went off and left a weapon in their desk there on the floor. So bringing something like that into an environment where we have young people and young minds, young students, let's let the college professors focus on educating them and allow the children to get an opportunity to get an education.
Carl, speaking of guns, Republican gubernatorial candidate Chris Kobach just rolled through a parade in Johnson County last weekend in a Jeep next to a replica 50 caliber machine gun. What did you make of it?
Well, as you know, I served 21 years in the military, and I commanded infantry and armored soldiers, preparing them to go to combat. And so I tried to look at the picture to see exactly what type of weapon that was, but it didn't look like any of those. I saw the back portion look like a 50 caliber. But the thing is it's inappropriate, and particularly when you're talking about a day in an environment like we have today, that's something that's inappropriate. And you saw me. I posted a picture of a person that has served in the military that clearly understand M16s, M50s. And, you know, there's a time and there's a place, and those things are used for certain things, and those are primarily to defend our country. And that was... it wasn't appropriate. It was inappropriate, and he certainly should have been, with all the shootings that have happened in schools, should have been sensitive to that. But those are things that are just plain, simple common sense. And in this particular case, none was used.
David from Bonner Springs. David, you're on with Democrat Carl Brewer. He's a candidate for Kansas governor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Mr. Brewer, the Kansas City Star had a significant series of articles in the not-too-distant past about the problems in the foster care system and how certain agencies were losing track of children in foster care, and that was tied into the question of secrecy within the Kansas government. The question I have for you is, do you feel at the moment that this problem has been resolved? If your answer is no, what are you considering as to confront the problem?
I think David's referring to children being left in foster care offices to spend the night on occasion when there's no placements that can be found. And sometimes, in other cases, the state can't keep track of all the foster kids and where they are right now. Carl, how would you address it?
Well, to answer your question, you know, no, the state of Kansas has not done a very good job. In fact, they've done an absolute horrible job. If there was a grade that you could actually give as far as how we've actually done that, it would be an F that I would give them. And what we have to do is we have to start figuring out how we're going to really, truly address the system, because of the fact that when the state actually take these children and we have them, what we're telling individuals is that we can do a better job of raising your children and taking care of your children than you can. And so... and for us to lose 73 children, and we don't have the slightest clue where they're at, that's unacceptable. And we can certainly need to create an environment where we have more transparency. Whether these children are our biological children or the children that live in our neighborhood or children that live in our state, they're still our children, and we owe it to them that we're going to create a safe environment for them, and it's going to be a better environment. And we have to have trained and skilled individuals that are in particular jobs that do this. Now, we have to start with it from law enforcement. Certainly, we have to start with DCF is one of the areas that we have to work on, and all the other agencies. But we have to connect it and come up with a clear process on how we address issues and even connecting it to schools. If children that we've taken out and we put them in foster care, if they don't show up to school, then we should have a process in place that identifies this child didn't come to school, and individuals start looking, figuring out where is this child at.
All right. Lynn from Lenexa. Lynn, you're on Up to Date with Carl Brewer. Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Brewer. In the Blue Valley and Olathe school districts, the facilities that education takes place in are incredibly outstanding. I mean, they're just dynamite. And compared to what exists in Kansas City, Kansas, and in rural districts I'm aware of, where does that money come from that is building those gorgeous facilities, and yet we don't seem to have money in education? Is that all from tax dollars, or, you know, how can we equalize education to all?
I was going to say, Carl, speak to the disparities between rich city schools and poor rural ones. I think that's what Lynn's asking about here.
Yes, that's it. And the thing is that a lot of it has to do with the amount of that individuals. Some of it come from private school, from private donors, major corporations, private schools of that nature. Because in the city of Wichita, we have that exact same thing, where a lot of the private schools do very well because private donors, churches, things of that nature. And then when you start talking about impoverished communities, they don't receive that. And so we have to come up with a fair and equitable way as to how we're going to actually distribute those dollars and get them out there. And when I say those dollars, I mean the tax dollars themselves. Because from the private sector, you can't direct them to where they're going to put their dollars at.
Right.
But we do that. But we also have to make sure that you take rural Kansas. We need to make sure that these are the standards and this is the level of education that we need to make sure that those individuals have, and give them the power to determine whether or not that they want to keep their schools open or not. But
we're going to leave our conversation there, Carl. I'm running out of time, okay. But that's Carl Brewer, Democratic candidate for the nomination for Kansas governor. Carl, thanks so much for taking some time, and travel safe out there, okay?
Thank you. We're enjoying it, and I look forward to meeting more of the Kansans as we travel this in state.
Sounds good.